There are about 22,000 species of ants on the Earth, and they are found nearly everywhere except in Antarctica, Greenland, and a few oceanic islands. There are several organisms that have evolved complicated social organizations: termites, bees, ants, and of course human beings. In all of these groups, there is a lot of selfless behavior. That is, the individual relinquishes his own needs for the good of the entire group. If you have teeny-weeny ants in your house forming long lines heading towards your sugar bowl, they are most likely Argentine ants. In the 1890s, these diminutive critters, only an eighth of an inch long, arrived on a boat bringing sugar and coffee from South America to Louisiana. From this founding group, the ants have moved relentlessly across the southern part of the U.S. all the way to California. Their southern range has been limited by the aggression of fire ants, another introduced species. In their native region, Argentine ants form normal-sized colonies. When these colonies meet each other, they often fight, and they certainly don't cooperate. However, something entirely different has happened in their new promised lands. Here, these ants are so genetically related to one another, they have formed mega colonies. And I do mean mega. The one in coastal California is 560 miles long and ranges from San Diego to San Francisco. The one in the Mediterranean is even longer, over 3,700 miles. Mind-blowing. And they are wreaking havoc on local ecosystems. In Southern California, the Argentine ants have displaced the native ants, and coastal horned lizards thrive on ants. But unfortunately, they cannot survive on Argentine ants. Consequently, these wonderful, charismatic animals are disappearing from the southern landscape. And that may only be the beginning of the consequences of Argentine ants on the environment. They are now the largest, most numerous social insect in the world. It obviously pays to cooperate and be selfless. We should know. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.